Blog Talk Radio.
Breezy, baby. What up, Breezy, baby? The Queen Breezy says it's gonna go. The Queen Breezy, baby.
Who the hell they think they are?
What up, Breezy?
The dark and deep. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep.
Triple threat.
Lethal. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep.
Triple threat.
Lethal. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep. They ain't about to hold back. Give a coat neither. Tell it like it is. Back to back like a sequel. And they ain't even tripping if you feel it from either. Time for the truth. They the tricks. This will tell it to you. Only chase dreams. Ain't the ones. This will sell it to you. Make sure you get it. Even if they gotta mail it to you.
Triple threat.
Spell it to you.
Breezy says, cause what Breezy says, you know Breezy says.
Bitch, we made it. It was tough, but we made it.
I mean,
we have that diamond time.
Uh-huh. You right, girl. How you been, though, Miss Mimi? How you been? It's been a while.
It has been a long time. I missed y'all. I really have. I really missed y'all. I've been working hard. Working like a Jamaican. I got my 17 jobs.
Nigga been lurking, been stressed out, cussing people and their name is out. You know how it go, man.
You know. Same shit, different day.
But things been good, man. We had a lot of good records come out that we've been supporting. The other co-hosts, you know, they've been doing their thing on Breezy Radio, so the station's still been active. Anybody that's tuned in that would like an opportunity to join Breezy Radio, hit me up because we got a couple of openings. We would like to keep the song ladies, but these hoes ain't loyal, so, you know, let niggas in too. I'm just saying. So, outside of that, man, I don't know where we want to start tonight. If we want to start with the ratchetry early in the evening, or if we want to go into something else. But Miss Mimi, what do you prefer?
What is better than ratchetry? Like, how else can you start off tonight?
Let me bring Trigger in, man, because Trigger is back. Trigger is back, y'all. Y'all remember Trigger? Trigger's one of the first people who ever did us a theme song. Trigger, man, what's up?
So this man not gonna say nothing. Lord, the Illuminati is busy, but we not gonna join. We still not gonna join. We still love Jesus. So what we can't do is worship the devil. So as soon as Breezy get back in, I'm sure she'll bring Trigger in.
Y'all
get
what?
Then, y'all get
the Illuminati had kicked me off again.
I saw that. I was like, as soon as the Illuminati let Breezy go, she going to bring Trigger in.
I brought Trigger in. You didn't say that?
No.
I don't know what his status is, being Gladys.
You know this, Trigger, every time he be like, when y'all going to do the show again? I be calling him, the show ain't on.
I don't know. So let's go ahead and start talking about things. So are you familiar with the story about the tennis star dude who was attacked?
They bombed.
It was a black dude, light-skinned black dude who used to play tennis. From what I understand, he was popular in the tennis sector. I don't know nobody but Venus and Serena. But from what I understand, he is
a
popular dude.
He got arrested or something.
Basically, the police. Y'all find out what the police is, let me know. Basically, the police bomb rushed him and everything and tackled him to the floor and all kinds of stuff, thinking he was involved in, I believe it was like a credit card ring, was stealing credit cards. And they finally realized it was a case of mistaken identity and all this and all that. And then, come to find out, the man who they mistook him for wasn't even involved in the fucking crime either. So it was just a mess all the way around. They knew they had messed up because they didn't even report the situation. Their superiors didn't find out about it until it started to hit the media. The video had came out.
It was
a mess.
If you fuck up at your job, is you finna go tell your boss, hey, I fucked up? No, you're going to be like, hope don't nobody find out about this shit.
I mean, it was on camera, though. So, I mean, that was his bad. So, that was one of the okey-doke moments that has happened within the last week or so. Another okey-doke moment that has happened in the last week is Chris Brown, baby mama, trying to fuck up the church's money. Then, from what I understand, it kind of like got messed up to her. But first, I want to tell TMZ that they so messy. I don't know why they so messy. They had posted, you know, the story about Chris Brown in the court proceedings and this and that. But they was like, Chris Brown must be really don't care about the situation because he wasn't at court. So some people were like, well, he didn't have to be at court because it was really preliminary hearings. But he posted a picture. He was like, I don't know where TMZ got their information at, but I've been in court for the last 2 hours. I love royalty. And I will say this, regardless of whatever has happened in the past, he's showing some real signs of good fatherhood, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a good man, but it's a lot of fucked up dudes out there that be good daddies. So he might just be one of them. But anyway, what had happened was the baby mama tried to get the case taken to California because when she first started the case, she was living in, if I'm not mistaken, Texas. And they told her that they're not moving the custody battle to the other state because that's where she started the hearing. So anyways, her lawyer is now asking for them to test Chris Brown for drugs and alcohol, not just urine, but hair tests as well.
Hair tests, yes.
And as of now, they did not order Chris to pay more money. He had been paying her $2,500 a month. And from what I understand, they're splitting custody of the baby. Now, I will say this. Even though she dead ass wrong, I don't care how many of y'all come on here and say $2,500 ain't nothing to him, he spends that at the strip club. Well, that's his right, because he works for that money. He can spend it however the hell he wants to spend it. I feel like a father, just because he's rich, does not have to support the mother. And $2,500 is a good amount a month, especially from what I understand, he was taking care of the medical bills and all these other things. This whole won't $15,000. It don't cost $15,000 to raise no baby. Okay? I'm sorry for all you women out there that feel like messed up that I call her a hoe, but I'm going to call her a hoe because, first off, she didn't even want this man's name on the birth certificate. He had to fight for that. So he ain't good enough to be on the birth certificate, but he's good enough to send you $15,000 a month. don't even want to amend the verse. Didn't even want to amend it. You know what I'm saying? Probably kind of messed up. But I will say this to the men out there. Quit hunching anybody with a coochie, dog. Because this kind of shit happens when you go and hunch these hoes that you really shouldn't be. First off, he was cheating on his girlfriend. It's all kind of mess. It's kind of stuff that happens. Y'all call it karma. I call it dumb motherfuckers doing dumb shit. Then you got to deal with it. So y'all be careful out there because these hoes are not playing fair. The era of a multitude of good women, that is over. I think women are playing more dirty than men are these days. So I'm just letting y'all know what I feel about this whole Chris Brown situation. Miss Lee, what do you think about it?
I feel like Chris Brown could send me $2,500 a month, and I'm going to be okay. I'm going to quit my job and everything. Because $2,500 a month, I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to be okay because I get $2,500 a month. Bitch, you can live off of that.
You can live off of that. You can pay rent.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay rent, a car
insurance, for gas and food in your house, pay the lights and the water bill and your cell phone bill and have cable.
You might not be in a mansion. But you ain't in a mansion.
The simple fact that I ain't got to get up and have nobody tell me what to do is I'm happy enough.
You're going to be comfortable with $2,500. I don't know if you're going to be comfortable in California, but I'm quite sure.
I don't need
you
live in California.
Well,
I live in Tampa. Matter of fact, I will fly with
I think the California thing was something that he wanted also because he wanted the baby close. He wanted to do the split custody thing. So I feel like if that were me, I would be like, well, if you pay the rent, then maybe an extra, let's just say $1,500 if he pays the rent. Because, you know, rent in California for a nice house probably be higher than the grant. If you pay the rent and shoot me $1,500 a month, we straight, dog.
I don't agree with that either. Like, I don't think just, like, because if he was working a 9-to-5, you wouldn't get $15,000 a month. If he was a doctor, you wouldn't get $15,000 a month. If he was a pharmacist, you wouldn't get $15,000 a month. You had a baby, and this man found out about this child.
Right. And the cool thing was, when he found out, he stepped up as a dad. You know, so you can really can't complain about that. The man been trying to do the right thing.
He ain't go on TV and be like, these hoes ain't loyal, and oh, you ain't no good because you ain't even tell me about these baby hoes. You know these bitches be out here trying to trap a nigga. Let me get a DNA test. That nigga ain't say nothing. He was just like, okay.
They be beeping now, though. They do be beeping. She be on there talking shit about that man. That man don't be with that.
I know they be beefing, but I'm sorry if I can provide her with a gated community life in UK. Well, you need to get your paper up. Maybe you need a gated community that's an apartment. I'm just saying, but I provide you with apartment style life. Why I need to provide you with a mansion style life? Why are you trying to live like me and you don't do the work that I do? You don't get up on here and say nobody music. You don't dance. You don't break no sweat. You don't dye your hair. You don't be dealing with paparazzi and none of this stuff. I do. That's why I'm glad I ain't no man, because you women, I be them. I'll punch her in her face and go to jail and won't nobody have no child support because I ain't making no money because I'm in jail for beating your ass. I would be a woman beater if I was a man. Because you hoes deserve it.
She really don't. She don't deserve none of that. None of it. None of it. So we gonna give her the Dumb Bitch of the Year award. She getting it early. It's only September. She's earned it. She's earned it. She's earned it.
Somebody gonna top her. We gonna have to take it back and give it to somebody else.
I just feel like she's doing the most. Like, she's doing the most. But I bet Chris Brown feel like a total dumbass now. He done cheated on Miss Coochie. Miss Carucci. Whatever her name is. Listen. I mean, why are you trying to fight everybody about that girl? And know he was dead ass wrong cheating on her ass. We need to stop.
Because Chris Brown is like everybody in America. They don't really want you, but they don't want to see you happy neither. Like, with all of his heart, he want to be single and do him. But he don't want you to be single and do you. No.
I think that's just in America. I think that's everywhere in the world.
Every man in the world.
They want to come home to somebody that ain't cheating on them after a long day of cheating on them, you know?
Yeah. Even if they don't want to be with you, they still don't want you to be with nobody else. They want you to like them forever. I don't want to like you no more.
Well, I guess he found out the hard way. Thou shalt not be a whole ass nigga. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't Carucci and the girl some type of friends?
Child, who knows? I think Carucci is stupid.
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's not talk about her. She's
I think she's stupid. I like to know what her talent is. Does she have a talent like...
sucking dick is her talent.
Oh, okay. You know what? You're supposed to be the classy one. You're supposed to be the classy one. So let me go ahead. I'll talk about the last celebrity topic of the day. Because I really feel like talking about these dummies. And then we're going to play some music. Well, then we're going to talk about some music industry stuff. So, Young Thug and his dumb ass, for the people that don't know, got a baby boy, right? Got a child. And
the child is a cusser. She likes three if she cusses better than me. And his baby mama posted a video of this child saying that she was motherfucking tired. I'm guessing that's what Reezy going to be talking about when she get back on the air, because I'm pretty sure she done got caught, kicked out the studio.
My bad, man. Something's going down around this bitch. I don't know. About a third time I got kicked off. I don't know what's going on. So anyways, did you finish telling the story?
I told them that she's a cusser, and she cusses better than I do, and she's like 2 or 3.
Well, the little girl ratchet as hell. She ratchet.
And she bald. And her teeth.
The way you put it, her hair looked a mess. Her hair looked a mess, like unkept. Not just bad, just unkept hair. And then,
she bald.
You know what's funny? Let me say what's funny. What's funny is people think this little girl got a grill. Little girl don't have a grill. And then some people think, oh, y'all are so stupid for thinking the girl has a grill. She's just doing that because her teeth, no, she's doing that because she eat too much damn candy. Her teeth rotten. The dad put some caps on that bitch. So, and let me just, I ain't call the little girl a bitch. I call the teeth a bitch because the teeth is a bitch. So they put caps all over them teeth. But they're caps.
Because the unfuckers going to be hurting your ass.
A lot of candy. His gay ass ain't coming to Brazil trying me. He better mind his business. So anyway, what had happened was the little girl was with her auntie or her mammy. I think her mammy or whoever. But anyways, the girl said she was motherfucking tired. And the lady was like, you what? I'm motherfucking tired. And she repeated it like 5 or 4 times or something, you know? So anyways, they went ahead and uploaded the video. I'm not sure to what website they uploaded the video to. But they uploaded the video. So anyways, video out there circulating. And once the video got to circulating, a whole bunch of celebrity people reposted the video. Unfortunately, one of these celebrity people was Plies. And Plies had a few hashtags on there. And y'all know Plies' favorite word is this.
I feel like in Florida, this is not a cuss word. Like, you can say that in front of your mama and not get popped in the mouth. Like,
this is not a cuss word.
Me, everything.
So, anyways, Young Thug
went on Instagram and posted under Plies' video of his daughter cussing that Plies better take down the video. And I guess he threatened Plies or whatever instead of asking Plies, can you just take down the video? So then Plies posted the video replying back to Young Thug and called him all kinds of pussies and hoes and bitch niggas. And I guess they beefing now. I guess that's where we at right now.
Well, from what I understand, Plies was mad because Plies didn't even know who daughter that was, okay?
Before he posted it.
Nobody would have known it was his baby unless he said it, until he said it. But the whole point of the matter is, if you know that that's your daughter and your people uploaded it, first off, why would you go at Plies? Jermaine Dupri posted the video. A whole bunch of people posted the video. He went at Plies. And then it's like,
because he thought Plies was gonna
why you
be
ain't call this man? Why you ain't call this man? Like, why are you people handling stuff online? Like, this is the era of internet thugging. Like, nobody does anything offline. Like, everything has to be a spectacle now. Everybody has to come online and cuss the nigga out. Like, the days of, let me call this motherfucker a little bit, no, this ain't cool. Seems like those days are over. I don't understand why. I don't understand. I mean, I'm a very big internet person. You know, obviously, I work online and I depend on being online. But I don't think everything needs to be shared. I don't think everything needs to be handled online. Like, I don't have to check everyone on the internet.
Why? You ain't finna really do nothing. You're not finna do nothing. You're not going to call them. You're not, because, you know, you could call somebody and you could talk tough. But, you know, like back in the day, you called my house talking tough, I'm going to come see you.
Right.
I'm going to, well, I'm going to be like, well, what you want to do? You want me to come see you? You want to meet up? Talking to somebody privately, personally, that's intimate. That's like you really about that. But, you know, online where the world can see and there's like 3 million people in between you and that other person, that ain't really like, I'm calling you, I'm real mad. Like, I'm real life mad. Like, I'm about to bust your ass. I'm for real life mad because I done had to call you personally. So, and, you know, they don't make, you know, adults like they used to, you know. Everybody.
And then a lot of people were commenting.
You weren't really going to do nothing.
A lot of people were commenting, and they was like, well, who you should have got mad at was the person who uploaded the video. Like, that's who you should have came at. Because once that person uploaded the video, a whole bunch of people shared it. So that was the person. So, since baby mama wrote a big-ass, long-ass statement, and she was like, we don't condone her speaking that way, and I uploaded the video to share it with my family. Why would you want your family to know that your daughter speaks that way? Why would you need to share that with your family? I feel like, and that's where I'm coming from with the whole, people want to share everything online.
No, that's a lie. She lied. She do condone that. Because if you didn't condone it, when she said it the first motherfucking time and you heard her say she was motherfucking tired, you should punch her in her motherfucking mouth. But you made a video and asked her over and over again. And she said it with confidence, like she has been saying it all her life. That was probably her first word. Like, stop lying. Please stop lying. You do condone it. Because why are you in our car? And upload that. Because I wish any child of mine would be talking to me and be like, I'm motherfucking tired. Now you motherfucking dead. Because I done killed your ass. That's disrespectful. Okay. And due to our technical difficulties, because Breezy has now been kicked out for the 10th time, I think we're just going to end the show tonight on that note. So, we'll catch y'all next Monday when the Illuminati is not after us. Y'all have a good night.